Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything back to the devil's throat.
Yeah.
devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stop on his head. Let him know you're going to get your job. And you want it all back. I mean everything. You might as well go on and praise him. See, some of y'all going to get the stuff. You're not playing. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
This is Restore. This is your radio host, Wanda J. Burnside. Welcome, listeners. Listeners, I am so grateful to have you tune in tonight for another wonderful time of Rejoice, Rejoice. Thank God, thank God. I am so grateful for all he has done on this day, September 11th. We thank and praise the Lord. I am here today to tell you and declare God has blessings just for you, your family, your church, your ministry, your job, your finances, your life, your health. We are saying, restore, Lord, what the devil, Satan, has stolen, taken from your people. Oh, Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus. We declare this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
I want to thank the Lord for this radio ministry, Restore, Restore. Thank you, Lord, for the sponsor of this radio ministry, my husband, Mr. Simi Lee Burnside, Jr., and I thank him for him standing with me in ministry all along the way. Praise the Lord for Sister Beverly Black Johnson, the CEO and founder of Tribe Family Network and Gumbel for the Soul International. You have given me a golden opportunity and made this radio ministry possible. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Beverly. I am giving glory to God. This is my third broadcast. And
yes,
listeners,
Lord,
for those of you that have joined in on the first launch, I praise God for you. And those of you that are new to the program, thank God, thank God, thank God. The new listeners, oh, I give praise and glory to the Lord. And I see on the Tribe Network that we are getting hits for our broadcast, and it is outstanding.
Thank you.
And I'm so thankful for the people that have been so kind with their feedback and wonderful comments. And I thank those that are praying and supporting and standing by this broadcast. It wouldn't be a broadcast if we didn't have those that were praying for us, because the Lord always tells us to pray one for the other.
Oh, Wanda's talking. I can hear.
And I thank and praise the Lord. Restore, restore. This broadcast is dedicated to the memory of my beloved mother, evangelist missionary Willie Lee McCann Palm. Her birthday memorial was this past Friday. She was born September 9th, 1929. And I want to say that the Lord took her home March 14th, 2002. So I'm thanking the Lord for the ministry and love and kindness and all that my mother did so much for all of us, our family and church and community. She was a wonderful woman of God. Today, we have on the program returning Arthur Ramel T. Lee.
Yes,
Arthur.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Praise God.
I praise God for being here.
Also, we have on our, praise the Lord. Also, we have Elder Roger Palm, my brother. He is to do the prayer. Hello, Elder Palm. All right, we'll wait for him to return back. And we want to say welcome to someone that's so delightful, so very dearly loved. My guest for this evening, Minister Charles Dean Herbin of Greensboro, North Carolina. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, y'all. Thank you for having me.
It's a wonderful pleasure to have you. It's an honor to have you to be here tonight. And as I said, Minister Herbin, she is in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yes.
We will be sharing about the powerful ministries that the Lord has given her. She has written 2 books, poetry, and she has other ministry products, and she has a business outreach. So, Minister Herbin, we just thank the Lord for all God is doing in your life.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
We will soon return back to Minister Charles Dean Herbin in a minute, but right now I want us to give reverence to this day in history, a dark day, a sad day, a painful day.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to talk a little bit about September 11, 2001. At this time, it's 15 years. This is the 15th anniversary of what we call 9-1-1.
Yes.
And so this Sunday, September 16th, marks a remembrance, ceremonies, many tears shed, many hurtful memories. And we want to, at this time, allow Arthur Ramel T. Lee to please give her tribute for this day.
Yes. I'd just like to say good evening to the radio audience.
Good evening.
And to our host, Mrs. Wanda J. Burnside, and
thank you,
Minister Charles Dean and Elder Palm, and, of course, Beverly Black Johnson. And the
Amen.
Whole tribe family.
Yes.
These are some reflections, and I'll be brief. I was watching on C-SPAN today and just reminiscing over everything that was going on. And I just wrote some things down about the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And I'd like to share that with you. These moments, of course, will be etched in time on Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. America and the world will never forget the breaking news reports of the 2 terrorist airliners that crashed into the World Trade Center Twin Tower buildings in New York within 18 minutes of each other. Only 6 people in the World Trade Center towers at that time of the collapse survived, according to reports. Almost 10,000 others in the 110-story towers were treated for injuries, survived. Stories of courage and survival were splashed across the television, and the world watched in total shock over the events that unfolded right before our eyes. Millions of Americans were in disbelief as they witnessed the crumbling of the Twin Towers in New York. This unforgettable image was played over and over as news reporters bravely tried to stay connected to give the world a description of what was happening in that moment. It was mind-boggling to see such a horrific sight. Lives were instantly changed forever. More than 400 police officers and firefighters bravely worked to help others and lost their battle to survive. We will never forget the brave people who lost their lives on Flight 93 and at the Pentagon 15 years ago. We are all connected to the tragedy, whether we were there or not. The world watched in astonishment as rescue workers, co-workers, military personnel, and countless others sacrificed their lives to help one another through acts of kindness. We as a nation were called to pray for America. Our hopes and dreams may have been disrupted on September 11, 2001, but our resolve, hope, freedom, and liberty as a people and nation will remain intact. We as a nation have the resilience to rise from the ashes of assault and cling to hope for the future. We know that it is never easy to deal with tragedy. All of us deal with issues daily that come to defeat our spirit. We the people can stand united in hope as we face each hour, minute, and second of the day. God continues to watch over the United States of America. With God on our side, we the people can survive the unforeseen challenges that life brings us. We the people will always observe 9/11 as a national day of remembrance. And that is my reflections. God bless.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, as you gave those words and accounts about what happened in our nation here on our soil, on our land here in America, the United States of America, all of us can recall where we were at, what we were doing at that time, and we all had a high level of disbelief. Prayers went up immediately. Many people hollered out, "Jesus and Lord, my God, what's happening?" It was unbelievable. But God has allowed us to survive past that.
Yes, he has.
15 years ago. At that point in time, it just seemed like the end of the world for me. I thought it was. My father, he was alive at that time, Elder Minor Palm, and he called me. I was looking at TV, but I didn't think what I was looking at was for real. So I was just changing the channel. And then I said, well, maybe this is some free, a planned program on TV. And I kept flipping around. But then my father called, and when I heard in his voice, and I heard the horror in his voice, and when I heard him, Wanda, are you looking at TV? Do you see what is happening? And then when he spoke to me, the reality of it all just crumbled right there. So what you read, the account, the history that's gone forth concerning this time has brought all of us back to remember those that were looking and searching for loved ones and friends and coworkers and neighbors and people that were dear to them. And so our heart and prayers continuously go out, even past these days that have gone past. You know, some people say, well, time heals all wounds. But, you know, it takes a long time for wounds to heal. We're just thankful for the reading that you wrote, Arthur Lee. It's very touching and so appropriate for today. In it is beauty in what you said, because it gives an account of what happened. It's not like we just pushed it back on the shelf or said, well, that was that time. But no, we see ceremonies today with our president and other leaders coming together. Churches and community have all stopped along the way to pay tribute. So restore, restore. We are grateful and thankful to have this opportunity to have Arthur Lee to give this touching tribute in observance of 9/11.
Yes.
15 years ago, 2001, and it felt like time had stopped.
Yes, yes.
And we thank God for all he's done to carry this nation through, and we thank God for all that he has done for us and how those that have been crushed and just totally devastated for their loved ones to not be with them, that God has carried them. God has blessed
Lord.
Them and carried them through. So, again, Arthur Lee, thank you so much for what you have rendered to us, and it is precious to us. Thank you so very much.
Oh, yeah.
And before we leave you, I'd like to ask if you can give us a brief account of what you did for the 4th of July, and also up until Labor Day, you had from July to September touching souls. Could you let us know how many people the Lord blessed you to reach in your ministry?
Well, I think it was at least 250 souls.
Amen.
Were blessed with ministry poems and keepsake bouquets from Touching Your Heart Ministries.
And you reach people from what countries?
Oh, my goodness. The country of Australia, even in the United States, in Alaska.
Alaska yesterday, my
yesterday
God.
I met people from Alaska and was touched by giving them poems.
Thank you,
all
Lord.
All over the, it's just been phenomenal what God has done.
It's a move of God. It's a move
yes,
of
it
God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, we praise and thank the Lord for how he is using you in ministry. And the name of your ministry again is?
Touching Your Heart Ministries.
And how can we contact you?
You can contact me at Ramel Lee, Touching Your Heart Ministries, P.O. Box 119, Lincoln Park, Michigan, 48046.
Praise the Lord. And can we reach you by Facebook?
Yes, you can.
Well, that is great. Those of you that are listening and those of you that are part of our ministry, Restore, Restore, you can reach out to Arthur Ramel T. Lee at those different ways of contacting her, email and her P.O. box, and also on Facebook. So
yes,
please reach out, and you can just communicate further, and you can express your feelings concerning this tribute that she wrote and presented to us today. And again, I thank you so much for what
you're so
God
welcome.
Has given you.
Yes.
It means a whole lot.
Yes.
Now at this time, we are going to prepare our hearts for prayer. And I'm calling again is Elder Roger Palm on the radio. Well, he's not, and so we're going to go on for prayer for our nation and for our program and our listeners. So at this time, we're going to have prayer, and I'm going to ask you, Ramel, if you can just lead us in a short word of prayer, and then we'll prepare to hear from our guest, Minister Charles.
All right. Father God, we come right now to your precious
yes.
throne of grace. We know, Father God, that your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you, Father God, for your presence right now.
Thank you, Lord.
As the listening audience is just listening to Restore, Restore.
Yes.
And we know, Father God, that you are able to do everything exceedingly abundantly more than what we can
yes.
ask.
Yes,
so we're
Lord.
Asking right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ
yes,
of Nazareth.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
That you give us peace
Jesus.
This day.
Yes, Lord.
And every single day.
Yes.
To be able to go forth
yes,
as a
Lord.
Nation and as a people.
Praise
to
your name,
do what
Jesus.
You have called us to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we apply the blood of Jesus over our families,
Jesus,
over our
the
lives,
Jesus.
Over everything that concerneth us.
Yes,
and we're asking right now, Father God, for a healing in this nation.
In the name of
mind, body, and spirit. Everything that we do, Father God, is subjected to the power of the blessed Savior. So we thank you right now for your precious Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
That gives us direction, that gives us the healing, virtuous power to be healed under the mighty hand of God.
Jesus.
So we thank you, Father God, for this day. And we know, Father God, that we don't even have the words to even share with the listening audience everything that we need to say. All of us was at a different place and in a different time.
Yes, Lord.
15 years ago. So many things have happened in that time span. But God. Has kept us.
Yes, he has.
And kept this nation intact.
Yes, he has.
So we thank you, Father God, for
all that
you have done and all that you are doing
in
the mighty name of Jesus Christ to restore this nation and its people in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Oh, amen, amen. Oh, everyone there, can we lift our voices up and say amen and thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we
thank you,
Dr. Lee, for that prayer, fervent prayer, and we thank you for the anointing that is on it,
and we thank
the Lord for the word that goes forth, that this word of prayer is going to penetrate the hearts of people and across this nation. We thank you for how God has led you to lead us in prayer, and so we should always pray and not to faint. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, at this time, I would like to introduce further our guest.
Thank you, Lord.
That has been blessed to join us this evening.
Yes.
We have a treasure with us, and we praise the Lord, and we welcome Minister Charles T. Herbin. H-E-R-B-I-N from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, Minister
Praise
Charles.
The Lord.
How
Lord.
Are you this evening?
I am blessed to be here and just giving honor and thanks to Ms. Burnside and to all the people in the radio station and everything and all of you listeners, just giving honor to God for, you know, he has done so many great things in my life, and I thank the Lord for meeting Ms. Wanda Burnside, and we met some years ago, and she just took me up on her wing and helped me just to get through and be able to write my books and my poems and everything, and I do thank the Lord for her and bless Prophetess Lee. I just thank the Lord for her and everyone, and I just give honor to God today.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Well, saints, you can hear in her voice, she's ready to go. She's always that way. And as you heard with Ramel, too, these are women of God that's serving our Lord and Savior. They are ready and prepared to go forth in ministry, and I thank God for them. I thank the Lord for both of them being in my life. I thank the Lord for how God has brought both ladies, both women of God that are power-packed with the anointing of the Lord and the Holy Ghost at work in their life. And so, Minister Charles Steen, tonight I want to just I'm grateful to have you here. It's
nice
a blessing, and I just thank God for us being together. And it's just according to God's will and his way. And that's what we want him to have, his way in our life. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I want to, at this time, tell our listeners a little bit more about Minister Charles Steen. Minister Charles Steen, as I said, she's in Greensboro, North Carolina. And God has blessed her with a beautiful singing voice. And God has truly given her so many other gifts and talents. She's a mother of four. And if you give those name of your children.
Joseph, Belinda, Shamika, and Iris are my
praise
children.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Three
yes.
beautiful daughters and one fine, handsome son.
Yes.
And then we find that she is a young and vibrant, lively grandmother of how many grandchildren?
Nine.
Nine blessed grandchildren.
Yes.
Blessed
yes.
and
yes.
and so sweet and so kind grandchildren
yes.
that love her dearly, and she just adored them as well. And she's the author of two books. And what are the name of those two books?
The first book is For the Love of God.
Yeah.
And the second one is From the Heart Flows
Praise
the Issues of Life.
And your first book is a book of poetry that God blessed you to write.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is a book of poetry, inspiring and empowering poems from the heart.
Praise the Lord. Yes, they are. I enjoy them. It's beautiful how God has just poured into your spirit those poems that lift people, encourage people, and it gives you something to think about. Those poems have a deep meaning. I enjoy them. And maybe tonight, before the broadcast is over, you may have a poem that you want to share with the listeners.
Yes,
is that possible?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes. And then God has blessed her to write greeting cards. And
yes.
those greeting cards focus on various subjects that God has blessed her. She's in the planning of more greeting cards. But
yes.
the first one that the Lord blessed you to publish or release is called what?
Surrender.
Amen. And what's that card, the purpose of that ministry?
Well, the purpose of that ministry through that card is just showing love to everyone.
Yes.
It's not a special card. You can give it on Valentine's Day, but
yes.
it's a card that shows love every day.
Praise
just showing,
the Lord.
Just giving your love just every day, just showing love every day. And I do believe that's the way the Lord would have it, for us to show love every day.
I love that. I love that. We need to. That is most needed. You know, a lot of people, when you smile at them, they will return the smile. If
oh, yeah.
you love on people, they'll love on you. And then
yes.
people enjoy being hugged. When I was out doing ministry with Arthur Lee,
yes.
immediately following her ministering with a card or a poem or a flower, people want to hug her. They smile. They're shocked. So, yes, I love your card that God gave you, especially designed, and I would encourage our listeners, if you're interested in that card, we have Swedish Day coming up in October.
Oh,
oh, October, Swedish Day. And so I'm urging all of you out there listening, men and women, this is a great opportunity to express your love
yes.
through the card that God's given her. It's a ministry card. It's not
yes.
one of those commercialized cards that when you go to the card shop or you go out to the grocery store and you look over and you get a card. No, it's not that. It's a God-anointed, appointed, assigned ministry of love. So what God has
yes.
given to her, and it's so creatively done, that it will bless
yes.
your life as well. It's a blessing on that card. So
yes.
that card, again, will be a blessing for you. And something is unique about that card, but we're not going to tell you what it is. It's something real unique. So once you get that card, it's uniquely done. And you know she did the card, but you got to do something extra special to make it extremely touching. So make sure you get in contact with her. Her cards are available now. All right on through the rest of the year. You can do it at Christmas time. If you forget it in October, Christmas is,
yes.
is any time is appropriate for that card.
Yes, right,
now,
every day.
Yes, it is. Minister Charlestein is the wonderful founder of a great ministry, and the name of your ministry is?
Yes, the name of the ministry is Broken Vessel Ministries.
And I love that. I know when
yeah.
we first met and she was telling me about how God gave her the vision for her ministry, Broken Vessels. and
yes.
she will have it in her heart. You know, before she even wrote the book, before she did the card, before she did anything, birthed in her spirit was broken vessels. How long God put that in your spirit?
He gave it to me in 2012. I received the name of the ministry, and along with the scripture, Psalms 31 and verse 12.
Yes, and that scripture is about what?
It's about being just lost. Like some people see you through life and they forget you like
yeah.
a broken vessel. Once that vessel is broken, you forget about it. They throw it away. They don't think about it no more. But God
my,
is not that type of God. He is the type of God that is able to put you back together again.
Oh, yes, yeah. and that's what we're talking about. He's going to restore
yes,
us.
Restore.
And you said that we see a broken vessel, or we just look at it and we want to get rid of it, but not God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Not
he
God.
Wants to save us, redeem us,
yes.
and restore us. He's
restore.
Willing to fix us. Yes, he
yes.
will. Yes.
And he can.
You know, when I was praying about the program right after, I guess it was right after the August program, the Lord had me to go to Psalms 113 and verse 7. And
mm-hmm.
it says, he raises up the poor
yeah.
out of the dust. And that's,
yeah.
you know, when you think about somebody getting rid of something, you know, the dust, the dirt got a whole lot of trash in it. And that broken vessel could be laying right there.
Amen.
And lifted the needy out of the dunghill.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord is in doing great things
yeah.
in our life. And I'm excited
yeah.
about it. So I'm going to move right along. And you told us that this ministry was founded in 2012, and
yes.
God's been doing great things with that.
Yes.
And when we think about Minister Charlestine Herburn, she's a Bible teacher, evangelist, a prayer warrior, and you have a prayer ministry also. And it's
yes.
online, and it's a call-in prayer ministry. Could you give us just a little bit about what God has given you with that ministry?
Well, with the prayer ministry, God ordained it through Apostle Pat Garner.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just amazing how God does things. You know, one morning I just woke up and I just was just going through something. He told me, you know, get on the prayer line. And when I dialed the number, she was on there praying. And that right there just did something to me because I needed that right there at that time.
Oh,
I needed that.
Yes.
And that just, it's just amazing how God
yes.
knows what we in need of when
yes,
we,
he does.
Right at that time that we
Thank
need it.
Thank you,
so
Lord.
He supplied that need through me through prayer, and I get on there every morning, and we have prayer, and we seek God early in the morning. We get on there
wow.
at 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 a.m.
Oh, my.
Every
That's
morning.
That's a good time before you go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He said,
you
seek
go
me
to
early.
Work.
He
yes.
said, seek me early.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I love that.
Yes,
and that ministry comes on from 5 a.m. until what time?
Well, we try to get off of at least by 10 minutes to 7 because, you
yeah.
know, people on their way to work. And
yeah.
a lot of people get on, and some of them will be at work listening in. They can't always respond, but they listen in. But
yeah.
We try to do a decent hour, 7 o'clock. Sometimes
yeah.
we get out a little early, but when the move of God is on, we can't put no limit on it.
Oh, my.
No, we don't. Praise God. I love that. Well,
yes.
you know, she said from 5 a.m. until about 6:55 or 6:50 in the morning, and maybe she can share that call-in number, and people may jot it down and give you a call for that prayer time because we are in time of need, time of
oh, yes.
prayer. Amen?
Oh, yes. Oh,
all
yes.
of us, all of us. And so right now I want Minister Charlestine Herburn
yes.
from Greensboro, North Carolina, to speak to us about what God is saying to her. We want to listen to what God wants her to talk about, to say. If you have your poem, you can do that. If it's a message, please do it. And
okay.
her voice is heavenly. So at this time, I am so thankful and grateful to allow you to hear the ministry of the founder of Broken Vessels Ministry, none other than Minister Charles Dean Herbert.
I'll say again, greetings to you all in Radio Land, their listeners, up another sound of my voice. I just truly thank the Lord for this time and opportunity to come before you once again. I want to read a poem to you, and it's one of my favorites, and it's called A Light in a Darkened World.
Mama.
And
oh my.
It says, the room was filled with people, but I could not see them because of the darkness. As I entered into the room, I began to speak the word of God. As I spoke, the room began to light up. I could see their faces. I saw hurt. I saw pain. I saw confusion. I saw sadness. And I saw tears.
Mama.
But most of all, I saw the fear that the children had. They were afraid to smile because of the darkness made them sad. However, I continued to speak the word of God. I spoke to those who have felt as if they had lost hope. They did not believe in a new hope and that the light would soon come.
Mama.
I kept on speaking the word.
Yeah.
And again, the light began to get brighter.
Oh, yeah.
Then I looked towards heaven and I asked God, the giver of light, to allow his Holy Spirit to come and to shine on these people who had been captured by the darkness. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, free your people from this bondage of darkness. Then I could feel the darkness turn and begin to go away. For the light of God came, and the darkness could not contain the light.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I looked again towards heaven, and the bounds were loosed. The chains were broken.
Mama.
The people began to move. The children began to smile. Oh, what joy the light has brought. You have put gladness in my heart.
Yes.
I was singing praises unto the Lord.
Yes.
His light has come. In his light we shall see light. His light has covered us as if he has put his holy garment upon us. Arise, rise up and walk in the newness of light. Never allow the darkness to be able to overtake you again. We are lights in a darkened world. But we must shine and overtake the darkness. The King of Glory has come. We shall live and not die to proclaim the works of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Now shine on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a powerful mouth.
Yes.
Oh, see, those of you that are listening, see what God has planted in her spirit.
Oh, yes.
Word for you. Every bit of that poem is a ministering word for you.
Yes, it is.
Those of you that are broken, those of you feel like you can't be fixed anymore, those of you that are hurting, this word tonight that she read to you from her poem, and that poem is called
It's
Light.
A Light in a Darkened World.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. That's part of her book ministry, and we thank God. So at this time, may you continue on to minister to the people.
Yes. And the Lord told me every opportunity that I got to give this word to his people. And it says, just because you have gotten older, it doesn't mean that God has forgotten about you.
Yes.
Maybe you had to get a little older to understand what God's will is for your life. Sometimes we don't always know or understand the reason why God does the things that he does in our lives. However, we must learn to trust him for everything in our lives. Remember, it doesn't matter how old you are. As long as you have breath in your body, God can and he will perform his word for you. Just continue to believe in the Most Holy One. You will see the work of His hand.
Oh, yeah.
Broken Vessel Ministry is where God can and is able to put you back together again.
Yeah.
And He told me to let His people know it doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter
Jesus.
Of your shortcomings. It doesn't many people that have turned their back on you. God came to save us. He came
Jesus.
Us to give us life. He
Hallelujah.
Came to restore us because
yes,
He can
Lord.
Restore.
Yes, he
hey, can
yes,
give
Lord.
Back. He
oh,
can
God.
Raise
oh,
you
yes,
up.
Lord.
He can
thank
give
God.
You new
Hallelujah.
Life.
Thank
he can.
Jesus.
And He will because He can.
Oh,
the
yes.
only thing He wants us to do is to turn to Him.
Turn
from our wicked ways.
Yes.
Oh,
begin
yeah.
to look to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Begin
oh, yes,
to cry
Lord.
Out to God.
Jesus.
He's waiting and He's
oh,
willing.
Yes.
And He can do it. It's nothing too hard for Him.
Oh, yes,
oh,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God has given me a foundation of scripture in Luke 1. Heaven. For
yes.
with God, nothing.
Nothing
shall be impossible.
Nothing
oh,
shall
Jesus.
Be impossible.
There's nothing impossible that
oh,
God
nothing,
can
nothing.
Do. He's able to do anything.
Yes.
The only thing we have to do is let Him do it.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give it to Him.
Yes,
let
him
do it.
Thank
oh,
you,
Jesus.
Let Him do it.
Yes.
And at
Jesus.
This time, it's all right, Miss Burnside. I want to sing this little song that God placed on my heart.
Please, please.
Thank you, God.
Lord, You deserve the glory.
Yes.
Oh my.
And the honor.
Thank You, Lord.
As we lift our voice to worship, as we lift our hands to praise, Lord, You deserve the
Jesus.
Glory.
Yes.
And the honor.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
As we lift our voice
yes.
to worship, as we lift Your
thank
holy
you, God.
Name,
yes,
for You are great.
Yes,
You do miracles
yes.
so great.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no one else like You.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
There is no one else like You, for You are great.
Thank you, Lord.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like You.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
There is no one else like You.
Thank you, God.
Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thanks, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can we give Him the highest praise?
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. There's
thank
no
you, God.
One like You. You
thank
do miracles.
Oh, yes, you do, God.
Oh, Lord,
yes, you do.
Thank you. No one like You,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
You
hallelujah.
Do
thank
in our life. You do the
thank
miracles
you.
In our life. Thank,
thank
you,
God.
Oh,
thank
Minister
God.
Thompson, you've been such
hallelujah.
A blessing. Oh, we are blessed by Your poem, blessed by Your
thank
singing,
you,
blessed by Your message, and
thank
what
you
said. And You said that the Lord wants people to know, regardless of their age, how
yes.
old they are, what their life
yes.
have been like, that
yes.
God still can restore. He can give
yes,
you
can.
All
yes,
that
can.
You need.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank
you
God.
Have
God.
Blessed
hallelujah.
Us tonight. You have
thank
helped
you,
us
Jesus.
Tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
About the radio
thank
land, no more hope for me. This is it. I have done all I could. I'm just at the dead end of my life. But the
yes.
devil is a liar.
Yes, he
oh,
is.
Hallelujah,
yes, he
Jesus.
Is.
Thank
you.
He's
thank
a liar.
You,
he's
Jesus.
The one
yes,
the
yes.
Lord is going to restore and give
yes,
you life. And He's going to bless you no
yes.
matter where you are.
Yes.
As
no
He said that the Lord have told told her to tell people,
yes,
regardless,
yes,
of what's going on in their life, where their age,
yes,
is at. Don't look at that. Don't look at the clock,
yes,
of life. Don't look,
yes,
at that calendar. Look,
right,
to Jesus.
Yes,
the,
yes,
answer,
yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Look,
thank,
at Jesus. Don't look at your surroundings.
You,
don't,
yes,
look at your limitation. Oh,
yes,
I'm on fire for what,
thank
you,
you,
God,
bless us tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what do you have,
thank,
to say, Arthur Lee, concerning what you just heard?
Oh,
from,
I'm just so excited
weekend,
and blessed just to hear Minister Charlestein,
yes,
minister to the radio audience and to,
yes,
and to me.
And
oh,
I was,
he
blessed,
is just anointed and appointed,
yes,
by God.
Praise God.
To do great exploits. So I just,
yes,
thank God for your ministry.
Thank,
and
yes,
I,
Jesus,
will be calling in on that prayer line number.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I certainly will be.
Thank,
thank
you.
You. Well,
hallelujah,
Arthur Lee, thank you for those words,
yes,
of expression to her. And I'm just,
thank,
excited,
you,
for what Minister Charlestein has shared tonight. You,
yes,
know, we talk on the phone and we send emails to each other. But for her just to go and bring to us what God has said, manna, you know,
yes,
manna from on high. The,
yes,
Bible tells how that manna was given out daily, and we need,
yes,
a word from the Lord daily.
Oh, yes, yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Minister Charleston, you have blessed us. The song,
praise,
oh, you ministered through your poetry, and you have blessed,
God,
us from the word, the message that you have,
yes,
given us. I am so grateful and thankful,
yes, Lord,
that you've been a part of this ministry,
yes,
thank,
tonight,
you, God.
And I want to say, as I told you, God gave me Psalms 113, verse 7, about how he's going to raise up the poor and how he's going to get,
yes,
them out of the dust, and he's,
yes,
going to lift up the needy and bring them out of the dunghill. Well,
yes,
then the same time the Lord gave to me Job 42:12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job,
yes,
more than his beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
so, Minister Charlestein, I wrote that before you gave that message tonight.
Praise God.
Thank,
hallelujah,
you, God.
Thank,
yes,
you, Lord.
Confirmation,
oh, the latter of
it.
To all of us that feel like I'm in the latter part, look what happened to Job.
Oh,
oh
my,
yes,
God will,
hallelujah,
do it for you.
Yes,
and
he,
I
will,
would like to say I thank God. We're,
yes,
at the close of our broadcast tonight. Restore Your Store is usually 2 hours long, but due to other plans for the radio station tonight in observance of 9/11,
yes,
and other,
yes,
noted things, we're going to have to sign off earlier.
Yes.
And I would,
yes,
like to say, in my closing time, I thank you, Arthur Romel T. Lee,
oh, yes,
for being with us and giving us all that the Lord poured in your spirit concerning 9/11. Thank you,
yes,
for that tribute. It was outstanding. Thank you for your ministry.
Yes.
And give,
yes,
your contact information quickly.
Well, they can reach me at, I'm going to give my email, Ramel, R-A-M-E-L-L-E, Skip, S-K-I-P, at AOL.com.
Thank
with
you.
Their comments.
And Minister Charlestein, again, thank you for being a guest, and you would have contact information.
Yes, it's Broken Vessel Ministry, P.O. Box 13276, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27415. And you can reach me at surrender325@gmail.com.
Praise the Lord.
And
I thank God for you and to my guest tonight and to Arthur Lee and Minister Charlestein and to Elder Roger Palm. He was supposed to be with us in prayer, but there came along an urgent concern for a family member. I'm asking that you please,
thank you,
keep,
God,
our family in prayer.
Yes,
I want to thank the Lord for a listener. Thank the Lord that Miss Lola Darling Gartner of Detroit, Michigan is listening in, and other people that are listening in, our families and our friends. And,
yes,
we want to thank you for your love and support, asking you to pray for Restore, Restore. I want to thank the Lord for Evangelist Bonnie McPeak of,
yes,
the Lansing, Grand Rapids area, with what the Lord has given her to do in regards to blessing young girls from the age of 3 to 11. And I want,
praise,
to close,
God,
with love and prayer to friends in Australia and in the UK. Thank the,
yes,
Lord for First Lady Christine Mitchell and our sweet minister, Sandra Hickman in Australia.
Yes.
Thank you, Minister Charles Singh. Thank you
God
so much.
You.
Thank
you,
Arthur Lee.
Oh,
thank you,
welcome.
And Elder Roger Palm. We're
yes.
praying and asking the Lord to bless us. In closing,
yes.
quickly, our CEO, Beverly Black Johnson, has a book out. Look on Facebook. You'll find more information about that. And I want to also say that our next broadcast is October the 9th. We will be talking with a panel of six godly men concerning black life and all life matters. So
yes.
this is Sister Wanda Burnside telling you I'm grateful for you, and I thank God for all that he's done. It's a blessing to be with you this day with Restore,
yes.
Restore, and
yes.
we look forward to you being with us again October the 9th. Keep us in your prayers. Please pray for us. I thank God for all that he is doing and has done. It's a thrill and such a blessing to serve you, to be with you. And I know these words that you heard today from these two dynamite women of God, these anointed, powerful women, have touched your life. Please contact us. God bless you. It's been a real blessing from heaven. And I said to you, the Lord is with you. And remember, restore, restore. God will see that what's been taken is restored back to you. May God forever bless you. And I love you, listeners. Love you, guests. Thank you for all you have done.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Love you all.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Seems to be your